He's our legend of the game after the Wallabies had a good win, 37 points to 14 over Fiji yesterday. Tim Horan, legend of the game on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Be built within Goulburn's Supermax jail in the New South Wales Southern Tablelands to house radicalised inmates. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian will announce the $47 million package as part of next week's budget. The new facility, to be known as Supermax 2, will house 54 inmates and is part of an overhaul that will include soundproofing and audio and CCTV upgrades to monitor visits from family and friends and improve intelligence gathering. The 16-year-old Supermax High Risk Management Correctional Centre is also expected to increase capacity from 45 inmates to 75. 13 Marines have died in fierce fighting between Philippine forces and Islamist militants in the southern city of Marawi. US Special Forces have been brought in to provide technical support in the volatile region. More from the BBC's Jonathan Head.
No one knows yet how many of the jihadist militants have perished among the rubble of the country's only Islamic city, where they appear to have fortified themselves with bunkers, tunnels, and an arsenal of weapons. But there are several reports that the two Maute brothers, who planned and led this attack, are among the dead.
Saudi Arabia and its allies have welcomed American President Donald Trump's demand for Qatar to stop supporting terrorism, but they ignored a separate call to ease their economic blockade on the country, which the US says is having humanitarian consequences and is hindering the campaign against Islamic State militants. Yesterday, Mr. Trump accused Qatar of being a funder of terrorism.
For Qatar, we want you back among the unity of responsible nations. We ask Qatar and other nations in the region to do more and do it faster.
Saudi Arabia and its citizens have a long history of funding groups such as Al-Qaeda, but US President Donald Trump says it was his decision to single out Qatar after emphasizing unity for the Middle East.
I decided the time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding. They have to end that funding and its extremist ideology in terms of funding. I want to call on all of the nations to stop immediately supporting terrorism.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has criticized US President Donald Trump while on a visit to Mexico, saying that putting up walls will not solve the problem of migration. Mrs. Merkel has also backed Mexico's free trade position ahead of talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Naturally, the most important thing is to tackle the reasons why people want to escape. By that I mean erecting walls will not solve the problem, but we must try at least to improve the outlook and living standards in other countries.
Also in news, British Prime Minister Theresa May's office says Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party has agreed to support her minority government on an informal basis in Parliament. TV personality Richard Hammond has been lucky to escape with a fractured knee after rolling his car in Switzerland while filming for Amazon Prime TV series The Grand Tour. And back home, a 20-year-old man has been charged with a spate of armed robberies of Sydney taxi drivers. Nine drivers have been robbed at knife point since mid-May in the inner suburbs of Ultimo, Surry Hills and Glebe. This is AIR News. England have ended Australia's Champions Trophy campaign in ruthless fashion, romping to a 40-run win at Edgbaston. On a chastening day for the world champions, who were unable to build on good starts with both bat and ball, they exited at the group stage for the second successive tournament. Needing to win to progress to the semi-finals, Steve Smith's side, who posted an under-par 277, had England in real trouble at 3 for 34, but the hosts recovered to finish on 4 for 240 to win on the Duckworth-Lewis method. Nine overs remained when rain brought the game to an early close, but with Ben Stokes 102 not out and Joss Butler 29 not out at the crease, victory would have been a formality for the rampant home team. 20-year-old unseeded Yelena Ostapenko has won the women's title at the French Open. Coming from a set down to beat Simona Halep, the winning moment commentated by the BBC's Russell Fuller.
Halep serves. The backhand from Ostapenko is a winner down the line. And the 20-year-old has won the title in her first Grand Slam final. And she's beaten the woman who would have been world number one. Simona Halep loses in the French Open final for the second time. And Yelena Ostapenko becomes the first unseeded player and the lowest ranked player ever to win the French Open in the Open era.
In AFL, wins to the Gold Coast, Brisbane and Essendon yesterday, and for NRL, the Warriors, Panthers and Cowboys were all victorious. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
First signs of a sore throat? Try Strepsils. 36 lozenges available at Cincotta Discount Chemist. Famous for value, famous for care since 1952. Use only as directed. In Guildford, we've got lights flashing yellow, affecting traffic in all directions on Woodville Road at Oxford Street. In Roselle, lights, look out for a car broken down. Citybound of Victoria Road at Terry Street. And if you're off to the airport, give yourself extra time. Traffic is bumper to bumper on Marsh Street and Airport Drive, as well as the M5 East as you approach Marsh Street. Keep calm and love your local at Marketplace Leichhardt. Parking and convenience with Woolworths, Target and Aldi, plus fashion, beauty, health, lifestyle and cafes on Marion Street. See website for more. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
June is 10% end of financial year. Extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 10% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapwares, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This June, use the code RADIO for your extra 10% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement, more runners, and more chances of winning today. Tab. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with App Connect and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Plus, for a limited time, it comes with free 8-speed auto. Offer ends June 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy, the fog patchy this morning is lifting, but there are showers around, heading for between 4 and 15 mils today. But top temperature of 20 degrees on this grey long weekend Sunday. Jimmy, what about at Tarramurra and Tenterfield?
Currently at Tarramurra it's 14 degrees and mostly cloudy, an expected maximum of 18 degrees, but it looks like there's a bit of rain around there as well, Raymond. But let's head north to Tenterfield, right on the border. So that's where you'd mobilise forces if you were going to, say, overrun Queensland.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but you just, don't you start
feeling... Come on, that's ridiculous.
It's not, exactly. Jeff, it's not ridiculous.
I thought you were going to break out into song.
Tell you what, that was the next choice. Showers today and at maximum of 14 degrees at the Army outpost.
You played the ball after being tackled by Milford. Here is Tedesco! Tedesco! He's over the line! I think he scored! That second looks at it positive!
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. 1353 53 is our open line number. Get us on the SMS as well. 0419 SMS BSB. That's 0419 767 272. And of course, you can send us a tweet if you would like to do that. The Twitter address is at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. Now, we've already had a number of SMS come in today, and we do appreciate them, keeping them coming in. But one we had to mention too came in very early. from our good friend Judy. Congrats, Ray and Jimmy. You made the short bites in the Sunday telly. Best brekkie, doing a superb job. Ratings have steadily climbed to double the Monday to Friday show. I want to add congrats to the team. Tanya, Jeremy and Hamish. So that's from Judy.
Well said, Judy.
So thanks, Auntie Judy. Judy, just to clarify, Judy is not my auntie.
Is there CDs going Judy's way?
No, don't give it to Judy, because generally speaking, she sends in an SMS having a go at me, doesn't she?
No, but she's
that's a
lovely
same Judy.
And more importantly, she's used the one team ethos, Jim.
Yeah, which I've tried to splinter here as much as I can, but unfortunately you, Jeremy, Hamish and Tanya, they've kept it together throughout the course of the last couple of years. But anyway.
Hey, are you coming to Christmas in July?
Mate, yes, I'll be there.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, and you know why too.
Because you've got the money.
I've got the ill-gotten gains.
Now, there's a story behind that, but that cannot be
revealed
on air.
Not for Sunday morning. Not for on air, Raymond. Not for on air, maybe a little bit later, but not for on air. Tim Horan coming up very shortly. We'll have a sports update with Tanya as well. Trent Lenscale will give us... Oh, by the way, did you see Hawthorn the weekend? Can't wait to speak to Trent.
Officially Gonski now.
And Hawthorn struggling as well. And we'll also have a chat with Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons. And, of course, we're going to take your calls, 1353-53, the open line number. And our talkback topic today is... great redemption stories in sports. On the back of Josh Adams and what he's done to ride a winner yesterday at Royal Randwick after 3 years in the wilderness and getting his life back on track, it's a great story, and there's been so many good nominations throughout the morning. Great comebacks. George Foreman, Jennifer Capriati, Jack from Olba.
That's right.
There's another one. Jeff Lloyd got another mention too. Nicky Lauda was one that got a mention, which was a great comeback as well. And by the way, if you want to have your say on the thought of Zorba a little bit earlier this morning, who said, Jonathan Thurston, now that the Rugby League owns the Immortals concept, Jonathan Thurston should be made an immortal for next year.
Great idea.
And then really it's like a travelling sideshow every time he goes around and plays a game that you'll be able to say goodbye to JT in his final year. Mind you, the way he played last night, it might not be his final year. He was absolutely outstanding. So we'll take your thoughts on that idea. I think it's a fabulous idea. I think it's a fantastic idea and one that should be investigated straight away. 1353-53, the open line number. Up next, Wallabies great, Timmy Horan.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Legend of the Game segment continues, and given the fact the Wallabies played yesterday and they had a good win too, which was
good start to
A big season coming up for them. We thought we'd get one of their all-time greats, and that is Tim Horan, AM. 119 games for his beloved Queensland Reds, 80 tests for the Wallabies, a dual World Cup winner, 1991 and 1999, and Tim's been good enough after calling that game yesterday to join us on the line. G'day, Timmy.
G'day, boys. Morning. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Thanks for joining us. What we wanted to do, you know, there's such a long and storied career, and we get that with our legends, but we wanted to look very particularly at a time during the course of your career, and that's the 1991 World Cup final. And I guess to start the story, Tim, we've got to go all the way back to 1989, and I think it was your second test match, and you and Jason Little had played against France, and there's differing versions of events, whether it was a kangaroo court that night or in the dressing shed after the game, but the players in the Wallabies team got you up against the wall and said, you cannot go to rugby league until you play in the 1991 World Cup. Can you give us a better insight into that story?
Yeah, well, it was Jason Little's first test match and my second. So first time we'd played together, you know, for the Wallabies, of course, in Strasbourg, north of France there, and played against the French team, had a very good win. They were a young team, and yeah, we came off the field, and the great Peter Fitzsimons was obviously in the team, and he was lucky to probably play really Fitzy, but we came off the field, and Fitzy, in his own sort of French way, my mum was there watching the game. She'd flown over from Australia to watch the test match, and Peter Fitzsimons had this ritual with Jason and I. You know, I had to swear on my mother's head that we'd never go to rugby league until after the World Cup. Virtually never. So we were pretty good. We kept the promise, and it turned out pretty well.
It did, yeah. Looking back now, obviously, Timmy, it was a golden era in Australian rugby, but going into that 1991 World Cup campaign, was there a sense amongst the team that you're on the verge of something pretty special?
Yeah, it probably took... we had a tour in 1990 against New Zealand, in New Zealand, three test matches and a big six-week tour. And we lost the first two test matches, and then we were lucky enough, if anyone remembers, 1990, a third test match in Wellington. And, you know, we had a young team, but we beat New Zealand. And then we sort of had a bit of momentum after that game, sort of coming into the remaining 1990 season. So we had a good young team. You know, guys like Michael Ina, Nick Farr-Jones were experienced as well, Simon Porter, and those sort of players. And then we had some youth coming through. So we had a good feeling. Bob Dwyer was coach and, you know, allowed us to virtually... We had a little bit of structure to play with, but he virtually wanted us to play what was in front of us and use our natural ability.
One of the things you need reminding about is that the 1991 Rugby World Cup was only the second Rugby World Cup that had been played, of course. And the growth, Tim... You know, 87 was a bit of an experiment in Australia and New Zealand, but by 1991, it was a real world event. Did you get a sense of that as a player?
Yeah, we did, but obviously the tournament was over in the UK, so the television audience was huge. You know, every ground was sold out, and you know, I think I was only just turned 21 to experience that as a youngster was great. But also, you know, for the Wallabies, there was only two teams to select from. It was Queensland and New South Wales.
Oh, yeah.
So, 28 players went on the tour, and you had to be, you know, sort of just outside of the team to miss out. But it was amazing that only two sides. And then also in 1999, obviously 8 years later, when we won the second World Cup, there was only three teams to choose from, which was the Brumbies, New South Wales, and Queensland. So we were pretty fortunate to get to that sort of level with you know, the depth of players that we had.
The Pearl matches in 91, you're up against Western Samoa, Wales, and Argentina. Pretty routine wins, except for that game against Western Samoa. Went down to penalties, you won 9-3. Was that a woolly wet day by memory, Timmy? I'm just trying to recall it now.
Yeah, I think it was in a place called Pontypridd.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
In Wales, just outside of Cardiff, about an hour outside of Cardiff. It was pouring rain.
That's it, yeah.
Mm. I think my only sort of memory of the game is, actually, I do remember there was a guy called Frank Bunce who played for Samoa at the time and obviously then went on to play for New Zealand All Blacks in many test matches. He was a young centre for Samoa in those days. And I think our forward pack, we had something like a 65-metre rolling wall to get ourselves 5 metres out to get a penalty and virtually put the game away 9-3.
I think that's where Fireman Sam lives, isn't it, Pontypridd? But anyway, that's a separate issue. The quarterfinal is a famous game at Lansdowne Road. Gordon Hamilton scores the try, puts Ireland ahead, and you had the option to kick the goal but decided to go for the try. What's it like with someone with the composure and confidence of a Michael Ina who says, no, I think we can get this done?
Yeah, it was interesting because when, you know, Lansdowne Road, you know, packed and to be able to play Ireland, you know, at their home ground was a great experience. And as you mentioned, Jimmy, Gordon Hamilton, you know, scores his try with 3 minutes to go. I think he stepped around Campo three times and he scored in the corner. And all of a sudden, we're thinking, well, we were tentatively booked on a plane to go back the next day to Australia if you lose that game. And, you know, behind the goal line, Michael Ina just said to us, guys, you've got 3 minutes left. This is what we're going to do. And, well, we did that. We kicked long and all of a sudden we had a scrum about 35 metres out just to the left of the post. And I looked at Michael and I said, Michael, there's a minute left. That's, you know, you need to have a shot for field goal to try and level the game up by 3 points. He said, no, well, it was funny. He said, we're going to play this move, which is like a cut two sort of loop play in the backs. And I said, yeah, but we've used it 3 times already. They said, yeah, but we're playing Ireland, it's still going to work. So we had the same play, and David Campese got caught just before the line, popped it up for Michael Ina, and he scored. But it was quite eerie because it was the first time ever, and probably the only time since I've played, you know, the 80-odd test matches, that the whole ground went silent. And you could actually hear Gordon Bray and Chris Butter Handy commentating in the grandstand. That's how quiet it was.
Yeah, right.
They were the only two that were yelling and screaming how excited they were.
Extraordinary. Lansdowne Road semi-final, same venue. Was it the opposite? I think by memory, the Irish got right behind the Australians in that clash against New Zealand.
Yeah, they did. It was funny because we stayed in the centre of Dublin and just off Grafton Street, the mall there, and whereas New Zealand stayed out of town. And we, you know, every afternoon, you know, after training, we'd be walking the streets and talking to everyone. We had a couple of open training sessions, so a lot of Irish supporters came to the training session. They said, well, you know, if anyone's going to win the World Cup, we're going to back the Wallabies. And, you know, they were great supporters. And it was a surreal match. But it's probably in the early days, in that amateur era, where that first 40 minutes was probably the best 40 minutes we'd played as a Wallaby team for a long time. I think we might have been up 13-3 at half time. And
David Hardy mistake. The magic.
Well, that was incredible from Campo. You were the beneficiary. And quite rightly, everyone who was broadcasting rugby from that point on for the next 5 years used that as a highlight to the game. He looked over the left-hand shoulder. You weren't there, which he just thought, well, you must be over my right-hand shoulder. And
put the ball
through the ball. Tell me, had you ever practiced that at all, Tim, during a training session?
No, not at all. Sometimes I tell people it was a planned move, but it was... Michael, I put a chip over the top, and then David Campese, he caught it on the first bounce and then went left, went right, went left, went back to the right. And I had a bit of an idea who was probably going to pass the ball because he was about to get tackled, and Campo never liked getting tackled. So I sort of knew the ball was coming at some stage, and we went over, and that was, you know, at half-time, we had really good momentum, and we knew we just had to hold on.
Tim, what was it like playing with a genius like David Campese, who, when he was very good, he was just unbelievable? Yeah. He could have some bad days, but obviously the good far outweighed the bad.
Yeah, most test matches he'd certainly set up or score a couple of tries. He'd probably let one in, but that's okay. He really, I think he helped put rugby on the map in Australia, and, you know, probably a little bit similar to the great late Jonah Lomu, how he put rugby on the map globally around the world. But for Campo, you know, to play in 87 and the 91 World Cup and also the 95 World Cup, he helped really promote rugby in Australia, and he was great off the field, great ambassador for the game.
Well, let's get to the final, and it reminds me of the line that Will Carling made. He said, you know, if we win this final, then I'll be rugby's first millionaire. And Campo's response was, well, I made my first million 5 years ago. So that was in the amateur days too, by the way. But anyway, Australia up against England. And from your point of view, you're still young centres with Jason Little, but you're up against Will Carling and Jeremy Guscott, who were arguably the best centre pairing in the world at the time. So that was a big challenge for you, Tim.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and, you know, great honour playing against those two guys, and I get on very well from there. You see them a fair bit, and Jerry Guscott popped into mind. It would have been great to see him in another test arena because England really only played probably 10, 12-man rugby. It was one of the fastest sort of centres I've played against. But, yeah, it was funny. In that first 15 or 20 minutes, they threw the ball around and they threw it past, you know, outside centre to the wingers. Underwood got the ball, and I remember looking at Jason Little and Michael Lyon thinking, gee, we're in for a tough match here because we had watched the tapes and worked out that they were going to use their forward pack, but they surprised us in that first 40 minutes. And then they probably went back in their shell a little bit after half-time. But it was a wonderful atmosphere at Twickenham, and we realised how big the match was.
How did you celebrate, Tim?
Well, it was great. In the old days there at Twickenham, it's obviously been redeveloped now, but they had about 10 claw-foot baths in the dressing rooms. Just these great photos of us all, you know, sharing a bath together in the dressing room, passing the World Cup around and having a 4X out of it. And I think we stayed in the dressing room for 2 or 3 hours and just wanted to sort of really soak up the atmosphere and what we'd all achieve. And then we went out and saw our friends and family afterwards and went back to our team hotel and had a nice little party for a while.
Yeah, and were family there? Were you able to celebrate with family?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like in that amateur era, you know, everyone's parents were there and wives or girlfriends, and we shared bus, you know, a couple of buses together back to the team hotel, and it was in those days, you know, parents occasionally would come in the dressing room afterwards, so and experience it. So it was a great occasion, and then probably didn't realise how much it meant to Australian sport, let alone Australian rugby, until we got back to Australia and then had a couple of ticker tape parades and I remember the ticker tape parade. Jimmy, you probably remember it at George Street. We were in soft-top cars waiting to come around the corner in George Street. We were all quite embarrassed, thinking we're going to be interrupting everyone's lunch, you know, at lunchtime through George Street. There was hundreds of thousands of people lining the streets.
Yeah,
it was massive news.
Yeah. When did it sink in that you might have been that moment, that you were world champions? I remember very vividly the 1999 World Cup winning side, and you were all in a huddle. I think it was in the dressing room. It might have been
on the field,
and you were going around world champion, world champion, and then you'd get to, I think there were five of you, dual world champion. So that's making it very clear straight away about what you'd achieved. Did it happen straight away in 91?
No, I think it took some time. It probably took until, you know, we got on the plane the next day, and, you know, the jumbo jet in those days, and we realised how many supporters were then flying back with us on the plane, and we're handing the World Cup, who we nicknamed Bill, the William Webb Ellis Trophy.
Yeah.
and we're passing it around to everyone on the plane, and they're all taking sips of champagne or beer out of it, and just, you know, we didn't even go and look for it. We just handed it around the plane, the hostesses, and in the end, I think we took it into the pilot, you know, and we didn't get a sip out of it. So, I think we realised when we got back to Australia and realised, you know, how it was, one, not important for us as players, but how it was going to grow the participation in the game was important.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Tim, we live in hope for another World Cup one day, but at least the international season for 2017 has got off to a good start yesterday. I have to ask you about the Wallabies win over Fiji, and in particular, being a centre, the debut of Carmichael Hunt.
Yeah, I thought he was sensational, actually. Playing at 12, he's obviously plays at number 15 for the Queensland Reds, but most of the time through Super Rugby, he defends in that front line, but Quade Cooper goes back to fullback, so... Yeah, very impressive. Also a debut for Ned Hannigan, number 6 from the Wildcars, who started. So great opportunity for him as well. And Israel Folau, 2 tries. Henry Spate, 2 tries as well. I think Michael Checker, the coach, would be reasonably happy with the performance, especially the first 25 minutes. They started well. And you know, good to see Fiji as well, you know, performing well. They've got most of their players now playing around the European competition. So a good match. And Scotland... this coming Saturday in Sydney, and then followed up by Italy and Brisbane the following week.
Just Henry Spate, did he score those tries for the Wallabies or Fiji?
Yeah, it was obviously 2 players, Davide Curandrani and Henry Spate, who were born in Fiji, so it was interesting.
No, it's fantastic. Hey, Tim, we know you're having a bit of a break down the Great Ocean Road. We appreciate the time you've given us this morning. It's so interesting to look back on those moments when athletes have done just incredible things, and it's clear that it stays with you some 26 years later. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Tim.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, good to chat, and hopefully the Wallabies can re-engage people into the game and with that gold jersey. And wouldn't it be nice to get that Bledisloe Cup this year?
Oh, wouldn't it be absolutely. Something? Fingers crossed. Thanks so much, Tim.
Yeah. Thanks, boys.
There he is, Timmy Horan, AM, absolute legend of the game of rugby. And we get this, this is from Jane up in Brisbane, who mentioned that she only heard about the program through Buzz's column. So thank you, Buzz, adding listeners to us. We do appreciate that. P.S. Tim Horan and the time he played was the best time in rugby. Mm. Hasn't been the same since.
Probably right, you know. I loved it. I went to as many games as I could.
You wouldn't miss a Wallabies test.
Yeah.
You know, it seems strange now, but, you know, the footy was on yesterday, the NRL, and I flicked down and I was watching a bit of the Wallabies.
But if Australia were playing, you would watch every test match, wouldn't you? You'd watch it, yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
and let's hope, wouldn't it be something like winning the Bledisloe Cup? Did some idiot say at the start of the season, one of his predictions for 2017? I've got about 4 wrong so far. Yeah.
Well, you're the schmuck.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll now make
Tiger
it
Woods, another major or something.
You'll now make it 5, right? 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
For Greyhound racing followers, there's nothing more valuable than our dedicated show, Going Greyhound. Monday mornings at 10:30, you'll hear from trainers, officials, and most importantly, get the winners for all the featured Greyhound events. Going Greyhound is on Sky Sports Radio.
Win bigger with a trackside multi-bet. Combine runners from different trackside games and get better odds. So whether it's greyhound, harness racing or thoroughbreds that take your fancy, you can select your favourites across all codes. Available for win and place bet types, as well as bundle bet. Look out for the yellow button on the betting terminal at your local tab and place a trackside multi today. Trackside, the game is always on. Gamble responsibly.
Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance.
Go!
Yeah. On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Matt Moylan was the star of the Panthers show that came back from the brink to defeat Canberra last night 24-20 in the NRL match in Bathurst. 2 tries in the last couple of minutes won the game for the Panthers. Moylan having a hand in both, as well as crossing the line himself in the 11th minute. Jonathan Thurston, back from a month on the sideline with an injured shoulder, had a hand in 4 of North Queensland's 5 tries. The Cowboys flogging Parramatta 32-6 in Darwin, and the Warriors beat the Gold Coast 34-12 in Robina. Today the West Tigers play the Roosters in Campbelltown at 4, Canterbury and St George Illawarra at ANZ tomorrow at 4. A big day and night of upsets in the AFL at Docklands. A 39-point lead after the first quarter set up a 70-point win for Essendon over Port Adelaide. Bottom-placed Brisbane recorded its second win of the year with a 57-point win over Fremantle at the Gabba. And the Gold Coast held on after a late charge from Hawthorn to defeat the Hawks by 16 at the MCG. Today, GWS is away to Carlton at Etihad. Australia opened up its rugby test campaign for the year with a win over Fiji yesterday, 37-14 at Amy Park. Israel Folau back to his best, scored twice. Wallaby skipper Michael Hooper said the side used the local team's poor Super Rugby performance this season to fire them up. Next weekend, it's Scotland at Allianz. Meanwhile, in other tests overnight, Scotland 34 beat Italy 13 and England 38, Argentina 34. Australia is out of the Champions Trophy cricket tournament in England after going down to the Poms overnight in the match at Edgbaston. Rain again was a factor as the game was decided by the Duckworth-Lewis system. Australia 9 for 277 from its 50 overs. The match was scaled back to 40 overs and England at 4 for 240 won by 40 runs. Taprit used a strong late push down the home straight to pass Irish War Cry and win the Belmont Stakes this morning in New York. The one-eyed horse Patch finished third. It was the third Belmont Stakes victory for trainer Todd Pletcher, who also won this year's Kentucky Derby with Always Dreaming. The Suncorp Super Netball Grand Final next Saturday will be played by two of the new franchise teams, the Sunshine Coast Lightning and the GWS Giants. The Giants defeated minor premiers Melbourne last night, 65-57 in the prelim final in Melbourne, leading from start to finish with Christina Bryce finishing with a game-high 42 goals at 95%. The decider will be played at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre at 7pm. Results in European World Cup qualifiers overnight, Scotland and England 2-2, Germany 7, San Marino 0, Norway 1, Czech Republic 1, Kazakhstan 1, Denmark 3 and Poland 3-1 over Romania. And boys, I've left the tennis story to last because plenty of stats to come out of what's happening there. Latvian world number 47, Elena Ostapenko, became the youngest player in 20 years to win the women's single after defeating Simona Halep in three sets, 4-6, 6-4, 6-3. So she's become the first unseeded woman to win the women's singles, the lowest rank, as I mentioned, she's number 47 in the world, to win, and the first player to win a debut tour-level title at a Grand Slam since Gustavo Kuerten, which was also Brazilian. 20 Good years game. Ago. Yeah. Remember him?
Great clay quarter.
He won three French Open, didn't he?
He was a very young age. Mm. Also, Aussie Alexei Popperin. Now, Alexei, 17 years of age, 195 centimetres, right-handed, born in Sydney to Russian immigrants, hence the name Alexei. He won the boys' tournament there, the first Aussie boy to win that since Phil Dent 47 years ago.
Phil Dent won a French Open.
Boys. So tonight, Rafael Nadal will attempt to win his 10th French Open when he takes on Stan Wawrinka in the final. And if successful, he'll become the first player in the Open era to win a Grand Slam 10 times.
That's extraordinary.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? But also tonight, Aussies Casey Dellacqua and Ashley Barty play Lucy Safarova and Bethany Mattek-Sands in the women's double. Mm. Now, they've had a couple of runners-up titles, results. And so if the girls win tonight, they'll be the first all-Aussie pair to win the French Open in the Open era. Margaret Court and Judy Dalton won in 1966. Mm. So fingers and toes, everything crossed for Ashley and Casey. Now, the netball grand final next Saturday night.
It'll be 10.
State of Origin
come
early.
It'll be live on Channel 9. It's been on Gem all season.
And drives you mad, doesn't it?
And drives me mad because we can only get digital upstairs, so I have to take the trip upstairs.
Which is good for me because then I can watch it if I want.
Are you okay out there, Ken?
Tickets for Giants members. I have many friends that will be heading up there. Going on sale on Tuesday between 9 and 12 and then from 1 o'clock to the public. So all my Giants members, friends out there, the tickets on sale from 9 o'clock.
Any man that said, got to go to Queensland for the Origin, has now got an equivalent. the girls can take. Got to go to Queensland for the netball grand final.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Go Sunshine's Giants. Lightning, $1.70 favourites for that one. The Giants outsiders at $2.10.
Yeah.
So.
And the last time they played, the Sunshine Coast won by 1 point.
Always great matches.
So it's, yeah, they're great matches.
Overall, 10. Thoughts on first season of Suncorp Super Netball? How's it been?
Oh, it's been extremely successful. If you look at the TV ratings, it outrates any other women's sport.
Is that right?
The netball, really yeah. Good. And I think there's been a couple of double headers in Sydney when the Swifts have played a team and the Giants have played. And I think it was only a couple of weeks ago, they got a new record of a competition
crowd.
Nearly 12,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and like, it's good to have the two Sydney teams because the Swifts aren't as successful as they were last year because they lost a lot of players.
Yes.
But it was good to have like Shani Layton go down to Collingwood and bring that passion when she comes back to Sydney. And you've got, it's been fantastic.
Well,
huge success.
You can't tell me local derbies don't work. So
get a second NRL team in Brisbane, please.
Yes. Second NRL team
in
Brisbane.
Singing that song for a long time, Jim.
Yeah. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate that. 1353 53 is the open line number.
Comeback theme?
Yes.
Ben Hogan. Great comeback. The movie Follow the Sun. You ever watch that?
No, I've never seen it.
Fantastic movie. Because he had that horrible car crash.
Right.
And then they said he would never walk again, let alone play golf. And he made the most incredible comeback. And he was regarded as this icy, robotic golfer. And he was overwhelmed by the level of support from the golfing public.
Yeah, right.
And he was out injured. And he resolved, he got back and became one of the greatest of all time.
Ben Hogan used to count the dimples on a golf ball.
That's
to make sure that they were right, that
correct.
It was the correct number.
Yeah.
And whatever the number was, he'd keep that golf ball set aside for this one.
That's it.
Wow, that's new level Rain Man sort of stuff, isn't it? 53. Pete's on the line. G'day, Pete.
Good morning, Rain, Jimmy.
Good morning, Pete.
And my topic's a little bit off your topic.
No worries, yeah.
But I've got a young friend and a baby that I want to introduce to the races.
Yeah.
And they live near Warwick Farm. And I know there's barry trials there on a Friday. I'm wondering how family friendly is it to the public?
Yeah.
And is it such a spectacle as it is when you go to the races on a Saturday?
Oh, well, obviously it's not a huge crowd, but you can certainly take a family out. You can sit in the grandstand. There's normally 18, 20 trials, so it's a long morning, Peter, but you can certainly watch the trials as long as you want. And
can you get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, there's always a van there selling some food, etc. So if you want to take your family out, I'm not sure when the next set of trials are, Peter. I'll try and find them while we're on air and let you know. But they certainly are.
Actually, this Friday at Denmark Farm.
No problem. You can duck out for sure, mate. No problem at all.
And make sure
do they start?
Usually about 8:15 is the first trial.
Great.
So.
Yeah, fantastic, Pete. And just remember, tab.com.au too for that one-year-old. Just obviously gamble responsibly if you are a one-year-old. 1353 53 is the open line number. Dave's on the line. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Raymond.
How are you, Dave?
Fabulous. Nice and sunny out here in Parks today.
Outstanding.
Ah, the space pit comes this way.
Picnics yesterday.
The Parks picnics, okay.
Yeah, big weekend.
Any bookies there?
Oh, there's a couple there, mate.
Okay,
Not a lot for the picnics.
No, fair enough. Yeah.
Caught up with one of your cohorts and Dave Carlson a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Disco Dave.
Dave generally rings the program on a Sunday morning, yeah.
Anyway, Raymond, next time I'm down in Rose Hill in September, you can buy me a beer for my 60th birthday because you had me 60 plus the other day.
Oh, did I? Oh, that's right, Mr. Dave. Jimmy was having a go at me.
Wait till September, mate.
Yeah, okay. Well, consider it done. I'll buy a beer for your
60th. Anyway, I was ringing First World Ray with you about Plot Twist.
Yeah.
Did you hear Peter Snowden yesterday morning?
On the radio, yeah.
He said,
declared it.
It was 4,000 metres.
He said he's looking for further. He said, I'm going to probably.
He's having trouble if he wants any further than this.
Yeah. Where did it come from? But it was a bit of a flop at its last start.
Yeah, he's just a horse, I think Peter explained, just has no turn of foot. So he just needs a fast run staying race, and the longer they go, the better. And yesterday he had that one chance at 3,200 and look what happened.
Well, he wasn't going to get any further.
No. What else you got for us, Dave?
Jimmy, for you, for Shane that rang earlier, all he's got to do is read that article about Fafita and Beetson in the telly during the week there, and the voice of reason was in that, and that was Michael Cronin. What a great bloke and a lovely, level-headed man is Michael Cronin.
I've had the great pleasure of meeting Michael Cronin, and
he's been a legend this show, hasn't he?
Beer down at his pub, and for a player who was
such a great player, you wouldn't have a clue. You know, he's just so humble, and a brilliant player.
The measure of a man.
Yeah, 1350, and he was a bloke who my dad, as a kid growing up, my dad used to always say, you want to try and be like Mick Cronin. You want to try and be like, dad used to love him.
Never signed a contract, just handshake deal.
Yeah, and one of the things he said, look, Mick Cronin, he owns a pub, but he never drinks. He never drinks. This is my dad was telling me. I found that out to be a lie a little bit later.
I think
the Crow used to lead the charge on the end of season trips, actually. But anyway, there you go. 1353 53, the open line number. Storm Boy is there. Hello, Storm Boy.
Yeah, hi. How you going, boys? Thanks for the lovely program.
Thanks for the call, mate. How can we help you, mate?
Yeah, the greatest comeback of all time to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
When he was drafted to the army, he couldn't go because of his religious beliefs.
He was 3.5 years out of the sport. We were discussing it earlier, weren't we, Jim, about sportsmen out in their prime.
He's the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Who is the greatest athlete of all time?
He's up there.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
He's up there. He and Jordan.
Cassius Clay.
Yeah, just incredible. Olympic gold medalist. But you know what I think separated him from someone like a Tiger Woods? And I always felt when Tiger Woods was at the top of his game that there needed to be more. You know, I think there was a political angle that Tiger shied away from. Whether he did it deliberately or just wasn't interested in it, Muhammad didn't.
Well, you Muhammad know, Muhammad was very unpopular for a long time in his career. But he turned the weight of public opinion around by his sheer force of will.
Charisma.
And his charisma and his decency.
Well, I've certainly learned to appreciate how reverential the United States is about their military.
Yep.
They love their military. And to turn your back on them like that, it makes you very unpopular. But as you say, won them over with his ability and charisma.
I know I've bought you before, but if you ever get a chance to go to Lexington, Kentucky.
Where are you sending me now? Whereabouts?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Whereabouts?
And you go to the Muhammad Ali Center. Jimmy, should be a bucket list item for you. I spent 4 hours there. I could have spent 4 days.
How'd Tanya enjoy that one?
She loved it. It's not just about his career. It's about his political ideologies. It's phenomenal. You know, I'll change the subject.
Can you get Wi-Fi there? So
producer Jeremy's saying, wind up, move on.
Oh, as if you ever listen to what he says. Morning, boys. Damien Oliver. Here's another one. Damien Oliver. His brother dies in a race fall. He wasn't going to ride in the cup. And not only does he ride a bit over a week later, but he wins the Melbourne Cup on Media Puzzle. Still, the most courageous thing I have ever seen in sport. Great comeback. That's from Jamie.
I'm with him. It wasn't a dry eye in the house at Flemington that day. Yeah. Seriously.
Fantastic. Better send a CD out to Jamie.
Tree coming his way.
Good on you. Courtesy of Sony Music. 1353 53, the open line number. A break, and then back with Trent Lenscar.
This Tuesday, Punters Postmortem reflects on all the Group 1 racing from Brisbane. Join Ron Duffy, Dean Lester and Josh Fleming for the best rap in town. Plus, we take your calls. Tuesday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, halftime at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with App Connect and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Plus, for a limited time, it comes with free 8-speed auto. Offer ends June 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Milos Ninkovic now has the chance to win the title for Sydney FC from 11 metres. The Johnny Warren medalist, the best player in the league this season. If this goes in, it's Sydney's crown. Ninkovic scores! Dreams have come true in Sky Blue!
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Program, I think it is.
Getting there.
Getting late, Raymond.
Walking down time.
Now, Josty on Twitter sends this in, Ray, and it's a very good point. And please don't underestimate it. Please don't underestimate
I'm listening,
it.
Jim.
What the Qantas Wallabies did after the game for fans yesterday was outstanding. Fans on the field, players mingling with them. Hashtag winning fans, hashtag future.
Mm.
Isn't that great?
Needs to be done.
Like, literally, you need a reason, an extra reason at times to go to the game.
Yep.
And you need to connect with those stars. Correct. And you can't tell me that doesn't have... And
well,
if
done
you say, Dad, or Mum, can we go to the footy again? Because I want to go and shake hands with Jonathan Thurston.
Well, just your story earlier about Richard Hadley.
Yeah.
And it stuck with you.
My favourite cricketer for my whole life.
There you go. Connect with the fans.
Yeah, connect with the fans. One bloke who's connecting with the fans, I think they're having prayer ceremonies down there for AFL. I think
it is season over.
It's a wake. It's effectively a wake that they've attended. Hawthorn, 12-7-79.
You knew it was coming, Trent. Sorry.
The Gold Coast Football Club, aren't they a powerhouse of the AFL these days? Absolute flog them. And Hawthorn were at home. Good morning to you, Trent Lenscow.
Good morning, guys, and lucky there wasn't too many at the wake yesterday, guys. There's only about 27,000, so... But forget about them. The Storm, fantastic Thursday night, even without Cooper Cronk against Cronulla, so that's where we're going now.
Don't you come and have a run-up and jump on the Storm bandwagon.
I tell you what, I could have left that game at the G yesterday and gone across to Amy Park and would have enjoyed myself more, so...
Yeah, rugby was on.
It was tough to watch that yesterday, guys, and I knew it was coming, so... Mm. Still the biggest Ripley's, believe it or not, Jimmy, has to be, how did they beat Sydney a couple of weeks ago?
Well, I agree. Discussed that before.
That Sydney's only lost in 5 weeks.
It's unbelievable.
And
it was your last hurrah, Trent.
Yeah, I think so.
We've got the bye next week, guys, so we can't lose that. But then we've got Adelaide the week after, so there's another 100 points.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get into this. West Tigers up against the Roosters and then the Bulldogs up against the Dragons.
That's right. So 4 o'clock at Campbelltown Stadium. You've got West Tigers, $4.75 outsiders, and the Sydney Roosters, $1.18. The line is 12.5. The Roosters have been dominant in the past against West Tigers, winning 8 straight. So in the margin betting, you've got the Roosters by 13+, $1.90, and then 1-12 at $2.90. And Blake Ferguson and Latrell Mitchell, they are the $8 equal favourites to score the first try. James Tedesco at $9. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock at ANZ Stadium, Canterbury $2.65, St George Illawarra are $1.48, and the line is 5.5. And fellas, you've been talking about how great it was Jonathan Thurston last night in Darwin, so just a little bit of a tweak with the Origin markets. So for game two, New South Wales, they were $1.50, now $1.53. Queensland, just a slight firm, $2.60 into $2.50. And for the winner itself, New South Wales, $1.20 to $1.22. Queensland, $4.50 into $4.25. But just those oohs and ahs, and obviously Bulldog Richie having that big coffee there with Laurie Daly, obviously a lot of discussion last night.
Coffee. Hey, Trent, $1.53 to $2.50, I reckon, come game time, it'll be a lot closer than that.
Absolutely, I agree,
especially once Thurston, etc., back in the Queensland team. Righto, Trent, let's get it over and done with. Blue Boys v the Giants.
$3.20 at Etihad Stadium at Carlton, $3.75. GWS, $1.28. The line is 27.5. Block your ears, Ray. The Giants have won their last four against the Blues. But there have been upsets this week, as I found out yesterday. So it could be five in a row for the Giants. In the margin betting, the Giants by under 39.5 at $2.15. And then you've got over 39.5 at $2.70. And the first goal kicker, it's dominated by GWS players up the top with Jeremy Cameron, the $7.50 favourite. And there is another match tomorrow, 3:20 at the MCG. There'll be a lot of blue beanies there, guys. Fight MND, Neil Danaher championing that campaign. You've got Melbourne $1.65 and Collingwood $2.25. And the line there is 8.5.
Good odds of Magpies there, Trent.
They've got a lot of injuries, Ray. If Daniel Wells and Jamie Elliott were playing, it would probably be each of two, but they have been in good form. But
Jimmy doesn't like this.
We'll move on just quickly. The ICC Champions Trophy is another one we don't want to talk about after last night, but there are a couple more group matches. 7:30 tonight at the Oval. India $1.92, South Africa $1.87. They both won a match and lost a match, so whoever wins is in the semi-finals. And the French Open, women's doubles final at 7:30. You've got Ash Barty and Casey Delacroix, they're $2.80 outsiders, against Bethany Maddox-Sands and Lucy Safarova. They're $1.40. And then not before 11 o'clock, the men's final, Stan Wawrinka, a $5 outsider, Rafael Nadal aiming for his 10th title there at Roland Garros at $1.18. So there's plenty happening, fellas. You can check out those markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Good on you, Trent. Appreciate that. Stan Wawrinka, $5. Isn't that value?
Good odds. Bloody hell.
Isn't that bit of value there? The Stanimal. I know Roger Rashida's been saying he is well suited.
Rafa has dropped fewer games in this campaign than any of his previous 9 French Opens. No, he hasn't lost a set.
He did.
27 games.
He did have a retire. Yeah. You did have a retire in one.
I can stand at $5. What's worth the gamble?
Stand at $5. So yeah. There you go. Another one of race tips for a Sunday. They always do well. 13:53:53. The open line. And Judy, look, Judy, it's fun. We appreciate your text coming in, Judy. And if you want to keep having a go at me, fantastic. And we thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed your text this morning that gave us a little bit of a pat on the back.
It did, Judy. Have you upset Judy?
Team, I think I have upset Judy.
What did you say?
I just said, no, Judy can't get a prize because she always sends in text bagging me.
Judy, there's 2 CDs coming your way. Don't you worry about that.
Listen, make it 3.
3 CDs for Judy.
There you go. Congratulations, Jimmy and Ray, on the excellent ratings. You blokes are a real A-team with us listeners. And, Jimmy, I hope you were serious re a weekend BSB luncheon, as our blokes will be there for sure. That's Paul at Huskisson.
Well, Christmas is July. Is getting bigger and bigger, I think.
The ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, how many ill-gotten gains
that we've got is just enough to feed us, all right? So we can't be feeding everyone else.
How big is this budget for ill-gotten gains?
Unless it'll be fairy bread all round. That's the only thing we can afford. 13:53:53, the open line number. All right, a break. We'll talk about the BSB weekend luncheon and then back with more, including Scotty Foster.
Everyone knows the Queen loves racing, so celebrate her birthday with us. Monday, we talk Warwick Farm Racing from 6:30 with Ray Thomas. And at 8, form analyst Lizzie Jelfs presents the full Sydney preview. Enjoy your holiday Monday on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't miss out on your last 2017 pin-hooking opportunity at the Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 18 to 21 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. For catalogues and information, visit inglis.com.au. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show. This is from Parramat, Jim. Boys,
oh, yeah,
went
Parramat
down to meet the People's Publican at the Queanbeyan Hotel one afternoon last week, as you said he would.
Yes.
Only to find the People's Publican had skipped the country to avoid me.
Some people go to incredible lengths,
don't
they?
Lucky for him, I'm back working in Queanbeyan this week. Just a quiet beer after work in the name of bringing people together for the BSB weekend. Look out, People's Publican. Parramat's on the way.
Read the Christmas in July luncheon. What if we all bring a plate? And a carton, of course, Jack from
Yeah, good idea, Jack. That's brilliant.
I'll never forget the late show where Dubbo put in a bid for the Olympics. They were going to host the Olympics, and Magda Zabanksy's character said, would all lady athletes please bring a plate? So, yeah, Tanya, if you ring in now, Tanya will write down what you... So we don't double up on the corned beef sandwiches. Okay.
Or the fairy bread. What did you say? The fairy bread
or the scones. We don't want doubling up on the scones either.
Can I make more chocolate chip biscuits? How good are they?
A little forfer for me today.
Yeah, 4.
Yep.
Did you leave any at home?
Did you leave any in your home, Tam? Yes.
Oh, that's
none of those
home. Thank you.
So, you know what? Malcolm Johnson will be around. You'll probably come around later on trying to get himself some biscuits. Time now to speak to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons. Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Jimmy. How are Ray? How are we more?
How are you, Scotty?
Hey, we're almost celebrating a milestone with you guys. 15 years advertising on Sky Sports Radio. Mate, that's fantastic. We really appreciate it.
Yes, it has been a long time. We've been marching on towards 15 years. We'll be there early next year, I think. So it's been a continuous run for us. So, boys, it's something we, we obviously get value out of it, and we appreciate everything you guys do. Help us... with our work.
Terrific. And your horse keeps winning despite us too, Scotty, so isn't that great?
Ray, I wasn't sure if you'd tipped it today, so I was listening this morning and I didn't hear you tip it, and I thought, oh, well, he might have gone off it.
No, I'm trying to give you a chance.
Well, mate, at one the last time you did tip it, so I'm happy for you to tip it, mate. It's
good on you, mate.
Conditions are suiting for him, so hopefully he goes well.
Well, good luck, mate. That's Balius. Good luck today.
By the way, Scotty, our talk topic today is redemption stories, and, you know, you went through your periods there where perhaps we couldn't raise you on a Sunday morning.
You can't do that. Scotty's a loyal sponsor. You can't.
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry. Hang on. But, and sometimes when we did raise you, Scotty, it was probably better that we didn't. But for me, you've gone through those tough periods now, and you know, everything's working out for you on the home front, and professionally things are on the up and up. So,
boys, we've been partners for 15 years, but I've been around for 10, I think.
And you've been an outstanding contributor. And we want you back next week, despite what Jimmy says, Scotty, honestly.
Yeah. All right, let's...
Oh, yeah. Mate, you got to do... If you do the crimes, you've got to do...
Oh, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Righto, car up for grabs. 2004 VW Golf Trendline Automatic.
Yeah, this is a great car on special for the listeners today. It's a one owner with logbooks and complete service history. It has been meticulously looked after. It looks sensational. Black in colour. It comes with alloy wheels and tinted windows to go with the sleek European styling. And it has all the comfort and safety you would expect from the VW Golf. It's powered by a 1.6-litre four-cylinder engine and a six-speed automatic transmission. It is one very economical small hatch, and it's very popular with the buyers. This will be a perfect first car, and it's on special today for the listeners at just $6,990. So go to the website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024, because that's a great little car and it's going to sell, boys, so don't miss out on that one.
Yeah, that won't last, Scotty. Hey, Scotty, if anyone's looking to buy a car but may need some help with finance, they just need to call you.
Yeah, we can certainly help anyone at the moment. We've got some great finance packages available. Even if you've had some bad credit, if you couldn't previously get finance for a car previously, if you got paid or unpaid defaults, you're new to Australia or on a student visa, even if you're on sickness benefits and you're starting a new business, need a work vehicle, even Uber driving, go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give Joe a call on 96375024. He's there waiting today to help anyone out, and I'm off to the footy today, so Joe will be able to help the boys out today.
So where are you heading? Are you going to Ringrose Park, or are you heading to North Sydney Oval to watch the Intra-Super Premiership team?
No, well, I'm on my way to Ringrose now. We've got a meeting this morning, and I'll be hanging around there for the day, I think, and one of the other guys will head to North Sydney.
Good on you, Scotty.
So, boys, the Sydney Shield, they're playing Blacktown at 1
right.
at Ringrose, and then the Royal Master Cup side, they're playing Blacktown Workers at 3. So there'll be two great games of footy there. And being the long weekend, why not take the family down and get into one of your leagues for some dinner afterwards? But if you want to see the New South Wales Intrust Cup side, they're playing North Sydney Oval at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and, fantastic.
Boys, yeah, the boys need to win, Jimmy, especially after last week. And I do owe you a carton of Pure Blonde.
Yeah, I was having a lot of thought about that during the course of the week. And I think
Don't worry, Scotty. He'll come knocking.
150 lashes, please.
It's a little bit more expensive, but I can expect that from you.
But there's a reason. I wouldn't buy it myself. It's too expensive, but given the fact I've won it.
Jimmy, you wouldn't believe it. I thought we had it in the bag at 22-0, and then 28-12 with, 19 minutes to go.
Oh, you're kidding.
25-28.
Did a Penrith comeback?
Oh, I saw the final score, but I didn't realise you were 22-0 up.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, those pale ales will go down even better. Appreciate that. Thanks, Scotty.
No worries, boys. All right, have a great day.
See you,
there
Scotty.
Scotty Foster from Foster's Quality Cars, fosterscualitycars.com.au. Give them a call, 96375024. Coming up on Racing HQ, full Hawkesbury preview with Gary Harley and Kev Wolfe. BSB returns, of course, 5:30 on Tuesday. 5:30 on Tuesday. We get the day off on Monday. Now, before we go, we've got callers on the line. I want to say, g'day, and Margaret is there. G'day, Margaret.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going again?
Good morning,
really
Margaret.
Well,
how
Margaret.
Are you?
How are you?
Really good. I just rang up to thank you very much for the CDs you sent me.
Oh, good on you, Margaret.
And I turn it up loud so all my neighbours can hear it too. So I'm not listening to it alone. They've been fantastic, really and truly.
What, the CDs or the neighbours putting up with the noise?
I notice they all turn their TVs off and their wallets off to listen to it too, so
that's good.
It
says quality CD straight from Jimmy's own selection. Well done, Jimmy.
Beautiful, they were fantastic, and I'd just like to say again, thank you very much for them.
What CDs are they, just out of interest, Margaret? What are you listening to?
There was Country and Western one there,
yeah.
And that Vincent. What's his name? He's the tenor.
Oh, Mark Vincent. Vincent.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm. And the other one, oh, Jesus. I can't think of the name of the other one. My brain goes every so often.
I know the feeling, Margaret.
We're in good company there, Margaret. Yeah. Don't worry.
I love it when younger ones forget things. I think, yes, yes.
Ah, fantastic.
There's an excuse for us oldies.
That's right.
Hey, you, Margaret.
Good on you, Margaret. Okay, great to hear from you.
Again.
Thanks for calling, Margaret.
Have a great day. There she is, Margaret from Richmond. We love hearing from Margaret from Richmond. We've got to find a winner of our VMAX double pass.
Tough this one.
I think we're going to go with Rocket Rod from Port Macquarie, who mentioned Jason McCartney.
Good call, yeah.
The Bali comeback when he played a game for North Melbourne. Did he kick a couple of goals?
Kicked a couple of goals and then announced his retirement on the ground, Jimmy.
There you go. One game back after that. So pretty inspirational. Amongst a host of really good nominations. Mm. Thanks to all our guests today. I really appreciate our legend of the game, Timmy Horan, as well. If you want those tips from Ray, they